Retire Inspired by Chris Hogan, published by Ramsey Press, read by Chris Hogan.
Dedication. To Mama Hogan, for all the love, prayers, and guidance you've given me all my life, your wisdom and counsel have been instrumental. Thank you for being my mother and my friend. I've always remembered and I will never forget. To Melissa, my wife, cheerleader, and greatest supporter, thank you for your constant encouragement and understanding. You are the catalyst for all of this, and I'm so honored to have you with me on this journey with our boys. To the Hogan boys, Tyson, Brock, and Case, you are my greatest legacy. I'm proud to be your father and excited to see you continue to grow into great, godly men. Acknowledgements. When we started this project, I had no idea how hard it would be and how many people it would take to get a book off the ground. I now have a whole new respect for the incredible team of people I've been blessed to work with on this book. There's no way I could thank every single person who touched this project, but I definitely want to say a special word of thanks to Dave Ramsey, my friend and my mentor, for sharing your platform and pushing me to be better every day. Matt Litton, my editor, for helping me put countless hours worth of coaching, teaching, and stories onto the page. Alan Harris, friend and wordmaster, thank you for steering and guiding this project from start to finish. Preston Cannon, for leading this project and blazing a trail. Rick Prawl and Jen Gingrich, thank you for incredible developmental and editorial support. Luke Lefevre, Tim Newton, and Micah Kandros, for overseeing all the design elements and cover art. Beth Talent and Meg Grunke, my publicity dream team. Jeremy Breland, Suzanne Sims, Daryl Moore, Brent Driver, Don Medley, Jen Sievertson, Brian Williams, Joel Rakes, and the rest of our Ramsey Solution team for your time, prayers, leadership, and hard work throughout this entire project. We did it, guys. Introduction. Well, right now, I'm doing whatever I want to. The man sitting across the table from me delivered that line with a casual shrug of his shoulders. The whatever I want to part of his statement hit me hard, because it was something I rarely heard when counseling people about their finances. And frankly, I was a little confused by his response. This gentleman wasn't Mark Cuban, and he certainly wasn't the CEO of some billion-dollar oil company. He hadn't gone to Vegas and hit it big playing blackjack, and he hadn't won the lottery. He hadn't inherited millions of dollars from some long-lost rich relative. He was a faithful, blue-collar guy who had spent his early years serving the U.S. military. He was in his early 40s and had worked a 9-to-5 job. He had stayed out of debt, worked, and saved. I glanced down at the portfolio and back into the face of this guy who had come in to see me for financial advice. The numbers I was looking at on the page didn't really match up with the age of the younger man sitting in front of me. And truthfully, most of the conversations I had with folks his age were filled with familiar refrain of, "I have to." I didn't hear "whatever I want to" very often. Just to make sure I wasn't missing something obvious on the financial papers he'd given me, I leaned a bit closer and asked, "I'm sorry, so what did you say you do for a living?" I guess I was fishing for his "have to" explanation. "Oh," he smiled, beginning to understand my confusion. "I'm retired now, so I pretty much do whatever I want to do for work." His words hung in the air, "whatever I want to do." It was a game-changing moment for me. You see, I was thinking the same thing you might have thought, because up to this point in my career, I had worked with folks whose retirement was coming in their later years and closer to the end of their story. I had believed that retirement was an age, but this man was retired in his early 40s. That didn't happen by accident. That happened because he had been working a smart, consistent plan from the time he started his first job in his 20s. His life was no longer full of the have-tos, and we were now getting ready to talk about the phase of his life where he could turn his attention to the want-tos. We were going to discuss his dreams, and for a moment, I wondered if he should have been counseling me. In a culture of people with no investment in their own dreams and no plan for the future, I was inspired by his story.